Podtacular Your Mother Go Interview, Part 2, Episode 73, for the week of July 31st, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive. This is a special, shorter episode where we're basically just going to be playing back the second half of the Mother Goat interview, which we did earlier on. Mother Goat being the guy that has contributed a lot to the Halo PC community with the Halo Custom Edition maps, ended up getting a job in the game industry from that. Also, he has done some fan music in the past and a series of videos that have gotten some good notoriety. So, really interesting interview, hearing what he has to say about the Halo community, about where Halo is going, about how he ended up in the industry, and lots of good things like that. So it'd be kind of cool actually to listen to it back-to-back with the previous part of the interview as well, if you can find that in the past. So check those out in the archives. And just to let you know, we had a Podtacular update show planned here, but we recorded it twice over, and it failed both times. The sound recording didn't work out for some reason, and didn't really want to record it again a third time. So, because of that, we're playing this in its place, but I'm sure you'll like it anyway, and we have our anniversary episode coming up after this, so you guys can check that out in the future as well. So, without any further ado, here is Mother Goat. Let's see here. Moving on to one from Furion, who says, would you say that your maps, the maps you make are equally good to or better than Bungie's maps?
Are you trying to get me in trouble? No, I would like to think that my latest map designs could definitely hang out among Bungie's shipped maps, but you know, I would also like to think that someday I'll find affordable real estate in the Seattle metro area.
Yeah, good luck, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's cool. UPSman23 writes in saying, what are the basic steps in creating maps, like getting sound, texture, etc.?
How long is this show?
Yeah, that's quite a question there.
No, I mean that's like a book. I mean, if you're really interested in starting to create maps, download the Halo editing kit from Gearbox or Halo Mods or wherever you can get it, and it comes with a tutorial that is really good about giving you the basics and all of that stuff. And if you want to get even deeper, then you know places like Halo Mods are a good resource.
Awesome. All right. Well, Red Channel writes in saying, have you ever considered making an FPS on the Nintendo Wii? By the way, what really goes into making a video game? I always hear our game journalists rant about how much games are going to cost to make, but we as gamers have really no idea, at least I don't, he says, how that works. What does it cost to make, and how does one determine that?
First question, I'm just getting started as a designer in the industry, but I'm a big Nintendo fan, so I would love to work on something for the Wii. I'm just not at that position to dictate that sort of thing, but I did get a chance to play almost all of the games they had on the E3 floor, and I was blown away, so it's definitely inspiring.
Awesome. Do you see first-person shooters going well on the Wii then, or...?
I do. I think they're at a point right now where, with a PC and a mouse, I mean, the camera moves, your reticle moves exactly to what your mouse does, whereas with the Wii, they're trying this thing where, since you're holding it, some people's hands might, shake a little bit, so they don't want the camera shaking that entire time, so they have this small little radius of where the reticle can go before moving the camera. So I think first-person shooters will eventually be really awesome to play on the Wii. It's just I think we might see some bumps and bruises that first generation of games.
Okay.
But as far as making a video game and how development costs rise, before when that all came out and we found out it was going to be $10 more for every game and all that stuff, I was kind of skeptical too. But you got to realize, the PS3 and the 360 especially are having so much horsepower, and the stockholders are expecting essentially games to measure up to this high bar of animation, this high bar of art that you know, people are going out and not only increasing their staff, more animators, more artists, but they're starting to hire people out of high-tech, you know, special effects houses in Hollywood. So the development costs by default are going to ramp up when you're setting your bar higher for better and more animations, better and more art, and you're just looking for people who have done it on a Hollywood professional level. So that's why the Wii is so attractive to so many publishers right now, because there's not that pressure. People are just, you know, it's all about the new technology and the control input and not the graphics. So it'll be an interesting new generation that we're going to see in the next couple of years.
The bar is not set, right? So anything they do will be perceived as, you know, something positive pretty much, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, all this hubbub you're hearing about, you know, developers abandoning PS3 and 360 to go to the Wii, I'm not sure if that's really happening yet, but I will say that we're probably going to see a lot of new companies come out of the independent area to develop for Nintendo.
That's a good thing. Let's see. Going to the last question here, Angelic Lionheart writes in saying, I know you've done some worship stuff in the past. Has your relationship with God affected your compositions?
Go ahead.
I was just going to finish as he's saying, has any of what has inspired you to in those songs carried over into your other work?
It's interesting. He said the words affected and carried over, and they kind of caught my attention. To me, God isn't really like a filter on my board of directors after I think of something wild and crazy, no matter if it's like rock music, Halo music, film, or games. You know, to me, I think God has given me a passion for many things creative, and the way I honor God is by using what he's given me in different capacities and just being as excellent as I can be with them. For me, there's no hidden agenda with any sort of work I produce. I'm not one of those American churchy Christians that deliberately try to preach and indoctrinate hordes of non-believers through the arts. So it's that kind of stuff kind of puts me off. It's forced, it's cold, it's ingenuine, and totally not what Jesus had in mind in the Gospels. So the beauty in genuine art, no matter who creates it, should speak for itself. But, you know, at the same time, I think there's going to be residues of related thematic elements stemming from my relationship with God. So I don't find it coincidental that I'm personally attracted to video games with a strong sense of scale like Halo or Shadow of the Colossus. And basically what I mean is I seem to automatically gravitate to games that have, you know, majestic landscapes or monsters, making me feel small, but my life and my character is somehow still significant. But, you know, I could go on and on for days about this stuff, but that's a different podcast.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mother Goat, appreciate you coming on Podtacular, and thanks again, man.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope it was as much fun for you as it was for me recording it. It was just a great time being able to chat with him, man. He's a really good guy. So anyway, tune in next week for the anniversary episode where we're going to be talking about this one's going to be the one time where we have a show about the show. We're going to talk just about what we've liked about the show, where we see it going, some of our favorite moments in the show. You're going to hear some sound clips of some of the funniest times in the previous Podtacular episodes. It's going to be good stuff. Fumo Wive is going to be there, so you'll be able to listen to her first time. So that'll be cool. Anyway, guys, see you then, and keep on fragging trucks. Later.
X360leaks.com. It's the XBL Radio Show.
Hi, guys.
Nice to be here.
Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
Hey, this is Pitcher.
Thank you for having me. Today we have Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
This is the other guy coming to you live and strong.
tech news.
If you have a Sony PlayStation,
the brick is extremely large.
I mean, it's smaller than a laptop.
I've got a breakdown on everything you need to know before you jump into the 360 arena.
They have been using computers for therapy with Alzheimer's patients.
Game news.
Arcade games are selling for $5 to $15.
I don't think I'll play this game.
Game reviews.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Doom.
We're going to review Fight Night Round 3.
That's right, it's King Kong. I know Manga Man's been really into this game, but
the majority of people out there like that. Yeah. Out of 10, that's pretty high.
To me, I wouldn't suggest buying it.
Interviews from the gaming community.
How's it going, K-Rock?
Oh, it's going great.
Major Nelson, a.k.a. Larry Herb. You guys really have made my success. Welcome, Gamer Andy.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Hi, this is Luke from the Game Act Top Mind podcast.
I'm the Rebel. Welcome to Extra60Leagues.com.
And Live 0.5.
This is Live on Live, the Gamers Roundtable discussion.
I've been gaming for a long, long while.
You need to move on.
Anyways, we got a great show for you. We got four wonderful Xbox Live gaming guests here.
Live on Xbox Live. This is XBL Radio. Your game, your voice, your radio.